Hello, welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. My name is Vineet and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all those tuning in this no-nonsense podcast about traveling smartly. Each episode will exclusively delve in destinations, offbeat locations, places to experience, hidden gems, travel news, wandering people, and how to travel sustainably. Come, let's mark and embark to make more memories per kilometer.
Before we begin this episode, we'd like to take a minute to talk about Scout My Trip. That's us, in case you are wondering. For the first time in the world, we've introduced travel planning subscriptions starting at just ₹1,999. That's less than $30 for 6 months and goes up to an entire year of stress-free travel planning by local travel experts called Scouts. They are currently available in India, Nepal, and Bhutan and soon expanding to Southeast Asia and Europe. Scouts are your travel mavens who know a place inside out and can curate that perfect journey depending upon your dates, budget, and interests. It does not end with planning alone. They are in touch with you via a mobile app for the entire journey, and this does not require you to meet them or take care of their expenses. Scout My Trip was recently awarded the National Entrepreneurship Award by the Government of India for supporting sustainable travel and empowering Scouts. So every paid subscription goes a long way in supporting them and their families. We have something special for all our listeners. To know more about it, stick around till the end of the episode. And without further ado, the episode.
Episode 3, Driving in a Convoy. A lot of us take road trips, and we also do it with family, with friends. Some of us have our own clubs. Like, there is Road Trippers Club that me and Deepak are very, very closely associated with. We're part of the founding team. There are a lot of guys get their cars with their families, kids, pets, and we all drive together. What I want to do is take you through the basics of convoy driving. This is going to be split into three parts. One would be, how do you prepare for a convoy drive? The other part is going to be about driving. And finally, how do you stop your vehicles in a convoy? So these are the three parts to this. So let's start with preparing yourself to drive in a convoy. What we would advise anyone in a group traveling together is to first make a WhatsApp group. You could also use Telegram or any other messaging software you use. WhatsApp is kind of more popular, so I don't think it will involve getting somebody to download a mobile app. Make a WhatsApp group with everyone, and I'm not just saying the people who are driving. It's more important to have the co-passengers on this group. The next step here would be to share the route map. One thing I'd like to add about the route map is that Google tends to change the routes based on real-time conditions like traffic. So when you are making a route, ensure that you add all the minute points so that the route does not change even if there is a traffic diversion, etc. This will ensure that even if somebody is kind of left behind, they're still following the same map as the one following in the lead. So please do this. We've made this specifically more easy on Scout My Trip. Use the planner. You can add each and every point from a restaurant to toilet. And you can add up to 25 points on a single map compared to Google, which allows you to do 10. It will have a single link and you can also export it to a PDF. You've got the WhatsApp done. You've got the route done. You've got the link shared across for the different waypoints. All that is done. With the briefing that you now have to do, here are the things to keep in mind. One, everyone has to drive with the headlights on, not the driving lights, the headlights. The person right in the front, who's called the captain or the head, needs to be able to see all the vehicles behind in that convoy. So don't use the driving lights, don't use the parking lights, use the headlamps. Two, all of you need to share your live location on the group, preferably one from each car. This will ensure that you're able to easily track the entire convoy on the WhatsApp group itself. Third, ensure that putting up some updates on the group once in a while as to where your locations are. This should not be done by the driver. It has to be done by the co-passenger so that the driver can just focus on the road and the wheel. Once you start the drive, here are the things that you need to kind of plan for. Every convoy needs to have a head and a tail also called the sweep. The person who's right in the front needs to know the route really well. If not, he should at least know the map very well and how to use it, and needs to have a co-passenger who can do any kind of coordination. The sweep is usually the most experienced guy in the convoy, knows his way around the cars, also knows the route very well, should ideally carry a medical kit, spare parts, and a toolkit. Certain large groups also have a marshal. Marshal is typically a car which can go slightly faster than the others, can keep the group together. So these are the three important people in a convoy. Smaller groups can just do with a head and a tail. Nobody, and I mean nobody, should ever overtake the captain or the vehicle ahead of them. So once your position has been defined, you need to stick to that position come what may. The second thing you keep in mind is you do absolutely no honking in the convoy. You anyway have your headlights on. There is absolutely no reason for you to honk, especially for the guy ahead of you. If there's somebody who's trying to cut into your convoy, you use something called the blocking technique. So when the tail notices that the head car is going to overtake a vehicle, the tail car blocks the path for the entire convoy so that the convoy can follow along the head. There is nobody who can now cut into the convoy, and hence the convoy kind of stays together. This is called the blocking technique, which is very, very useful to ensure the convoy is always together. Next point to consider now when you're convoy driving is not to tailgate. The ideal distance that you need to maintain between the car ahead of you and yourself is very clearly defined in what is called the 3-second rule. What the 3-second rule states is that whether you're traveling at 40 kilometers an hour or at 90 kilometers an hour, you maintain a reference point. It could be, say, a lamppost. You need to take 3 seconds to reach the lamppost if the car ahead of you crosses it. So just keep a mental note of 3 counts, and that is the ideal distance you need to maintain no matter what speed you are at. 3 seconds kind of signifies also the braking time in case of an emergency situation, which is what we're considering here. Now, the third aspect of convoy driving is stopping. So let's quickly just go through that. Now, you could stop your vehicle for multiple reasons. One, when you're crossing, say, a toll gate, which is when the entire convoy needs to ensure that they're together. There will be a lot of vehicles which may or may not carry a fast tag. So ideally, the head needs to enter the toll plaza, which is not accepting fast tags, so everybody can kind of follow behind him. This will ensure nobody cuts into the convoy. Even if the head or somebody else from the convoy crosses the toll plaza, it is advisable to pick a spot and wait so that other vehicles can regroup, and then you can again start driving. Toll plazas are the biggest reasons why convoys kind of separate out. So that's one thing that you need to keep in mind. Second thing that you need to keep in mind is the vehicle behind you and the one ahead of you. Since everyone is driving with the headlight, the moment you don't see a headlamp or a vehicle behind you, you start slowing down. If the other person also notices that you're slowing down and he's not able to see you in the rearview mirror, he'll also slow down. So this essentially will form a domino effect, and the car right in the front will also stop when they don't see the car behind you. So for any reason, if somebody is stopping or reducing speed, the entire convoy also reduces its speed. This specifically is very useful when you are in places like Ladakh or Spiti or Northeast, where network connectivity and coordination is actually not possible. The other thing also you need to keep in mind with respect to stopping is there could be certain emergency situations like a loop break. In this case, what usually one person should do is that you relay a message to the lead car that you would like to take the halt. Lead car should arrange a halt for the entire convoy. A person who wants to take a break should never break away from the convoy, or even if he does, the only other car which should stop in this case is the sweep. Marshals in this situation can also assist in ensuring that the car falls back into its original position as soon as possible. Finally, about stopping, I'd also want to mention something that will save you a lot of time. One, about fuel. Second, about meals. As far as fuel stops go, it's advisable that everybody tanks up at the same time. All vehicles today have different tank capacities, different mileages. But if everybody tanks up at the same time, you will never have a situation where only one vehicle says, hey, I am out of fuel. So everybody should tank up at the same time, irrespective of what fuel levels you have. Two, as far as meals go, these are the ones which take the most amount of time when you're in a group. So if everybody is ordering different items, usually the order will take a long time. In such situations, it's advisable that everybody eats the same thing, say a thali or a fixed meal, so that it's also easy for the kitchen. So these are some of the basic techniques when it comes to convoy driving. When you're riding in a pack of bikes, more or less a lot of things are similar, but there are few changes, especially with respect to hand signs. We will talk about it in some other episode, but not for now. What I'd also like to mention is, convoy driving comes with this thought that it's an amazing thing to do, that it's a lot of fun. Let me break that bubble for you. Convoy driving is one of the toughest things you'll ever do on the road, because it involves a lot of patience. The only way convoy driving can be fun is if you leave it to the head or the captain to actually set the pace, and you just follow the car ahead of you, follow the basic principles of driving together. There is nothing more fun than convoy driving, but it's just that you need to make peace with the fact that you have many more horsepower with you in your car, but you're not going to be using them all the time. There, you have it. Convoy driving 101. If you think that we missed out on something that's very crucial, or there's something that you have learned with convoy driving, please share it with us, tweet to us, or leave your comments on this podcast wherever you're subscribed. We'd love to add it on in the next episode. Till then, thank you for tuning in. A big shout out to everyone who has been supporting us, encouraging me to actually do this. This is the third episode in quick succession, and it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much. See you on the next episode.
Thanks again for sticking around till the end. Check out scoutmytrip.com to see all our subscription plans and use the promo code podcast for a 20% off across all plans.